Well, as you've heard, the former Wallaby captain David Pocock and six other anti-mine protesters have been charged for chaining themselves to machinery at Whitehaven Coal's Maules Creek mine near Narrabri. All seven were granted conditional bail. David Pocock will appear in Narrabri local court on January 14, and the other six will face the same court on January 27. Two more protesters who were not locked to any equipment have been issued with court attendance notices. Now, shortly before his arrest, David Pocock said, and I quote, "It's incredibly important. We have conversations about this. I would be doing this regardless of what career I had. In 2014, to put a coal mine in the middle of a state forest just doesn't make any sense." He said local people were very concerned about the possible effect of the mine on the water table. Now, the approval of this mine was always a scandal. Last year, the former Federal Labor Environment Minister Tony Burke admitted he had been forced to approve the mine after the State Resources Minister then, Chris Hartcher in New South Wales, released confidential letters from Burke to Hartcher, primarily designed to force Burke's hand, indicating Burke's intention to approve it at some stage in the future. So much for proper process. Local farmers now rightly want a full inquiry into how the project was approved by the New South Wales and the federal governments. They most probably won't get it. In simple language, the mine has the potential to wreck the fertile Gunnedah Basin, and David Pocock added his voice to mine and others about what impact it will have on the water table. "This is a mining invasion, aided and abetted by government. And when some of our most beautiful and productive land down the track becomes an industrial wasteland, we'll then wonder how it got to this." Unless David Pocock is a complete ratbag, which he isn't, he's a highly moral young man. Perhaps we should start listening to what he has to say.